From PTSD to traumatic brain injuries, the invisible wounds of war can be just as devastating as the physical ones. And for some, that service-related trauma can lead to other issues, including problems with the law. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, in El Paso County, there's a court program designed for vets with trauma, and it was recently recognized as a national leader.
Michael Flora traces his struggle with addiction and mental illness back to his time in Iraq. He was driving a Humvee in a convoy late one night when he made a wrong turn. Going 60 miles an hour, he went off the road, straight into a dry canal bed.
In that moment when I was going over the road into the canal, I thought to myself, you know, I always wondered how I was going to die, and this must be it.
The Humvee rolled and landed upside down in the ditch. Remarkably, Flora was okay, physically, but the incident took a toll.
After that, something changed in me.
He became depressed, he says, even suicidal. Not long after, Flora says he was medically retired with combat-aggravated bipolar disorder. He moved to Colorado Springs, where his parents lived, and turned to drugs, descending deep into meth addiction. He failed to hold down jobs, had unhealthy relationships, and in 2012 found himself sitting in a cell at the El Paso County Jail, looking at 2 to 6 years for asking a girlfriend not to testify in a restraining order trial, a low-level felony.
The lawyer that I saw, the public defender in jail, he really told me that, you know, you want to get involved with the Veterans Trauma Court.
The court was created for people like Flora. It's designed to treat the underlying trauma that can sometimes drive vets to commit certain crimes.
When someone comes into the program, I tell them a couple things.
Judge David Shakes, also a veteran, oversees the program.
The first is, this is a treatment court. We're all about treatment. This is different than being in the regular court system. And the people here in the room are all committed to your rehabilitation.
Shakes leads vets like Flora through a treatment program tailored specifically for those with a military background. On average, it takes 18 months with regular drug testing, check-ins, and therapy. It's built around a philosophy of recovery, and Judge Shakes says it works.
And by work, I mean create a better opportunity for rehabilitation for the offender, reduce recidivism, and ultimately save the community money, all in the context of keeping the community safe.
The Vets Court model was pioneered in Buffalo, New York in 2004. Built around treatment methods proven effective in drug courts, the idea quickly spread. The El Paso County program started in 2009. Now there are more than 350 Vets Courts nationwide, says Scott Swaim, who directs the national organization Justice for Vets.
Our veterans have experienced a lot of things that non-veterans have not. So you have a different population that has had unique experiences, unique traumas. They also have unique resources.
That includes the VA and federal money, as well as a range of nonprofit service providers that focus on vets issues. Swaim says a successful vets court marshals all those resources to help people in the program. Justice for Vets recently recognized the court in El Paso County as one of 4 national mentor courts, in large part thanks to the buy-in across the community. But while many vets in the court are there for traffic or drug-related offenses, some are there on more serious charges, like domestic violence incidents. And that's cause for concern for Sherry Lynn Boyles.
We know from research that it's not 100% effective. And so we know there's going to be offenders who are going to be continuing to really torture their partner.
Speaking in general about treatment programs, Boyles says she worries about the potential for a dangerous offender to slip through the cracks. Boyles directs TESSA, which provides services for victims of domestic violence. But, she says, when used cautiously, programs like the Vets Trauma Court can be a valuable tool.
Treatment programs give that option of working with offenders, working with abusers who want to make a change. And when offenders want to make a change, then there's a better chance that that will happen.
4 times a year, a crowd gathers at the courthouse for the Veterans Trauma Court graduation ceremony. Vets who've completed the program share emotional testimonials of overcoming addiction and reconnecting with loved ones. Judge Shakes leads the ceremony.
And what we're celebrating today are people that have made a significant change in their life.
The program is less than a decade old in El Paso County, so data on its success is hard to come by. But early research shows decreased rates of PTSD, substance abuse, and recidivism among participants. For Michael Flora, who graduated from the program in 2015, there's no doubt that it works.
Made me really grow up and take charge of my life.
He kicked his meth addiction and got treatment for the trauma he'd experienced in the service. Today, he's a volunteer peer mentor with the program. He's married, owns a home, and is in school to become a social worker. Things he says were unimaginable when he first landed in court 5 years ago. To date, 245 veterans have graduated from the trauma court since its inception in 2009. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.